Hi, this is Terry.
And I'm Jeff. This is Smart versus Mark.
There's your favorite big man.
Mantar. Dude, I'm telling you. Oh, there's Battle Cat too. But no, the guy who wrestled as Mantar.
Where was he actually good, not as Mantar?
Yeah, he was a big star in like Germany and stuff, but he wrestled. Just a little bit ago, I saw an old match from 95 on a ECW Heatwave.
See? There you go. It's that Paul Heyman shit again.
He wrestled under the name Bruiser Mastino.
Okay? I like the name.
Yeah, and it's funny because Kane wrestled under that name in WCW.
Yeah.
So Bruiser Mastino was basically like a mafia muscle guy. So he's this big fat guy. He'd show up in a suit, and he'd take the suit off, and then he just had like, you know, the tights and stuff, and he was just a big guy, and he wrestled a guy who, I shit you not, was little guy, little itty bitty guy, and his name was El Puerto Ricano.
That was the most racist name I've ever heard.
I fucking kid you not.
Black Blackie. I mean, come on.
I think it just translates to the Puerto Rican, but he is El Puerto Ricano. And he had like a squash match. I mean, the guy was just like little guy jumping off the ropes, drop kicking him, doing whatever he could. And he took it, and he just pummeled the shit out of this guy. He sold a bunch of his shit, got back up, beat him, and it was really good. And I was like, why did he have to fucking have a cow's head? Why couldn't he have just done something simple, just be a big fucking guy? I mean, he could have easily done what Mark Henry does.
Yeah.
I mean, you take off, you know, if you got rid of the makeup or if you had, like, the fucked up haircut or the cow's head and stuff, had a decent look.
I mean, it's fine for me, but it's one of those things where it wasn't going to go, where I kind of wish I could have seen his actual talent. Because that's one of those things where you can't get past the gimmick because it's just like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it killed him. He had a brief deal afterwards. He was Goldust's bodyguard, like in the early Goldust days.
Yeah.
And he was there for just a few weeks when he was feuding with Warrior, when Warrior came back. And it was one of those things where, like, Warrior's trying to get his hands on Goldust, he can't. So Mantar comes in, muscle guy, and Warrior beat the shit out of him. And he sold some shit for Warrior, too, like clotheslines and got tossed around.
See, I thought Bill DeMont was an underrated big man.
Yeah. And you want to see an overrated big man? Fucking Big John Studd. That guy fucking sucks.
He was the only guy that could really put toe-to-toe with Andre, though.
I mean, he was the only other big guy. And he wasn't... They say 6'10". Bullshit, he wasn't 6'10".
Well, when they say Andre was 8 feet tall at one time.
Yeah, probably.
Look at this. I just noticed that Tugboat made the book 3 times.
I'm going to say Rikishi's in it the most.
It might be 4 times if they gave the Natural Disasters their own thing because he was Typhoon.
That's true.
Holy shit. That guy's a star. Yeah. He has more gimmicks than Papa Shango or Viscera.
You know, I'll say it. I bet Rikishi's in it more. Billy Gunn might be in here, too.
Billy Gunn was more or less always himself.
Yeah. But see, he's a guy that would have benefited from, like, just disappearing for 2 years and then come back.
Yeah.
Because he just ran him into
then
the ground.
We could have skipped the rockabilly thing.
Yeah. I thought for sure he was going to be a big-time main eventer, too.
Billy Gunn?
Yeah.
I think he always had the look.
He was close.
Yeah.
He had...
He just couldn't ever quite get out of the shadow of one or two guys.
Let's talk about Billy the Kid. I'm going to read about Billy the Kid here.
Can you read backwards?
I'm going to try and edit this thing and make it fucking work. Clad in a 10-gallon hat and scruffy beard, his cowboy persona helps solidify his status as one of the division's most premier attractions. For much of 72, Billy the Kid formed a popular tag team with Wee Wee Wilson. In December, they teamed with Darling Dagmar, turned back Little Bruiser, Diamond Lil, and Johnny Reb in a memorable 6-man tag team match. The bout proved to be one of the last times Billy the Kid and Wee Wee Wilson worked as a team, as they soon found themselves engaged in a bitter rivalry. Named after the infamous American outlaw, Billy the Kid was one of the South's most renowned midget wrestlers of the 70s. Wee Wee Wilson! Bob Backlund's in the talks to go in this year to the Hall of Fame.
No.
It's about fucking time.
No. Come on, Bob Backlund. Was he really that popular?
He held the belt for 5 years. That should count for something.
Because they... Yeah, but...
It sucked, but he held it for 5 years.
Was he popular, though?
No!
Before the Hogan era. The people matter. Like him.
Fucking David Arquette will get in it, probably. Let him in.
Well, they're gonna,
5 years he held the
eventually
belt.
Every celebrity is going to make it in because they have to do one every year.
Without him, he had to lose so Hogan could rise to the top.
Yeah. Do you think that because they also do a celebrity wing every year?
Mm-hmm.
It seems like the last couple they've been doing tag teams. You think that's a route they should continue is to maybe
wait for the celebrity wing?
No. For the Hall of Fame, they induct a tag team every year, one tag team every year.
I mean, there seems to be no rhyme or fucking reason to what they do, so it's like why. They didn't put a tag team in this year. They put in the Horsemen as a stable.
Oh, the World Wars were the year before.
Yeah.
Boogeyman, what happened to him? Did you ever hear his stories, or did they just get sick of it?
I mean, he's just gone. I guess.
That was one of the coolest freaking entrances ever.
I was hearing Punk say that he had to go to the doctor periodically because he ate too many of the worms.
Stop eating the fucking worms.
Well, the doctors are saying, like, use fake worms, and he was so committed to the gimmick, he was gonna go.
Do you give props to Booker T? Do you have respect for him? Do you think he's a Hall of Famer?
Yeah, he'll get there.
I have a hard time seeing him as a Hall of Famer. I know he's got the credentials and everything, and the longevity to be it. I just have a hard time seeing him as that. The whole legend thing, I just don't see it in him.
I mean, he should have had a better run in WCW. And if WCW had stuck around a couple of years, he would have been their main.
Well, his best years, I still think, were that TV title period.
Oh, when he was feuding with Benoit?
Yeah, because by the time he got the championship, they were the same thing where they were just running out of guys they could use.
Oh, Brady Boone. I always forget about him. He played Billy Jack Haynes' cousin or something.
Uh-oh.
And Billy Jack Haynes, they're both Oregon guys from the PNW. Apparatus. I think it was like Ken Patera and Billy Jack Haynes were like a team. That's what it was. They were feuding with Demolition at the show that I saw as a kid.
Okay.
And the big thing was is that every time Brady Boone would go out and have a match, Demolition would just come and fuck him up. Like, they were just totally bullies about it. And they would just beat the fuck out of him. Like, there wouldn't even be a match. Like, they would just come out and fuck with him. I think it started with being in tag matches, and they just were doing their, like, Demolition finisher and just maybe did it, like, a couple times.
What was their finisher? They did the backbreaker elbow.
Yeah. Axe put him in like a, bent him over his leg, and then Smash came down and did an elbow drop on him.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, and so Brady Boone would keep getting the shit beat out of him, and so then it would resort to like Little Jack Haynes and Ken Patera to keep coming out and saving him.
And that's the other thing with the tag team stuff, dude.
Mm-hmm.
They don't, just the lack of identity. Nowadays, they put Kofi Kingston and R-Truth. It's here, I do my kick, and then here, I drop you on your face. They do their moves combination. You're like, it's like DX with Shawn Michaels in a super kick, and the guy turns into the Pedigree. There's a creativity. What happened to Doomsday Device or the Rocker Dropper?
The primetime players started it, and then they almost killed fucking Yoshi Tatsu because they suck at it.
What did they do?
They were doing, Titus would have him up in a powerbomb, and then Black Cena would do a clothesline.
Black Cena?
No, but that's what he would do the clothesline from the top rope, putting down into a power bomb, but fucking dropped goddamn Yoshi on his head and almost killed him. And that's what got Goldust fired, because he came up with that dumbass idea, because he was an agent for him.
Well, if you do it more carefully, when you overdo it, you try to make it look too stiff or whatever, and
no, they just weren't good at doing it. They're just not good wrestlers. They're not safe.
Titus, that's Titus's control though.
Yeah, I mean, nobody was blaming Yoshi at it. Like, it was just, but I mean, it was like scary. Like, they thought he was might have been paralyzed for a moment. Tom Zink bailed and left Martel dry, and that's why he hooked up with.
And Martel was a very respected wrestler, right?
He was already the AWA World Champion at that point,
Really?
Yeah.
So he was in there before Henning and stuff? Because they didn't even cover that at all in the AWA. Rick Martel, somebody...
Well, I mean, they do a big thing about him in the AWA DVD.
Do they? I don't remember that.
I guess it wasn't a big thing, but it was everybody had bailed.
My remembrance is...
So, well, I'll tell a story. So what happened was the McMahon mass expansion and hiring everybody that he could find, you know, it depleted everybody a lot. AWA was no exception. They needed someone in there. They decided they were going to run with Rick Martel. And I think Rick Martel had been with Tony Garea in a tag team in the WWWF at that time. Left, went to the AWA. They gave him the belt. Wasn't working. Vern decides they're going to put him with, or they're going to have him drop to Stan Hansen. Like they worked out a deal to get him in from Japan. And he's a fucking god in Japan. And just would be, he will literally beat the shit out of anyone in Japan. Like if they just were not cooperating or working well, like he had no qualms. Like he was just your straight up legitimate cowboy tough guy motherfucker. Literally like would spit tobacco in the ring, didn't give a shit. So he wins the belt. He has matches set up in Japan. Vern wants him not in Japan and defending the belt in the AWA. Stan's like, well, I make more money over here. So with or without your fucking
That's what
fake.
people did back then.
Yeah, he's like, look, I make more money
Quick cash,
with your fake
yeah.
wrestling
Tons
belt,
of guys
right?
did that.
And I guess Inoki was trying to say, like, hey, why don't you just drop that AWA belt over here in New Japan? And he's like, well, I don't know. And Vern's like, God damn it, get your fucking ass over here. And he's like, no, I'm look, yeah, you gave me the belt, great. I'm not gonna come back. I got shit to do over here. I got money to make. Because I think Vern, for whatever reason, expected him to be able to go like tour
Back and
and
forth.
go. But he's like, oh, I got my bread and butters over here in Japan. When I'm free, I'll come back and defend your fucking title. And Vern's like, what's it? Just forfeit the title. And he's like, well, no, fuck you. He takes the AWA belt and drives his truck over it, turning, indenting the belt plate backwards, and then mails it to Vern. Oh, fucking Ben and out.
Wow.
I was hoping Punk would do that with Cena's belt when he won it.
Yeah.
I hate that fucking thing. But yeah, he mailed it off. And Vern had that problem too with Lawler won the AWA belt. And he goes back to fucking Memphis. And Vern's like, well, you gotta come out here and defend the belt. And Lawler's like, well, no, fuck. You're great. You gave me the goddamn belt, but
Yeah, at that point, I think Vern was so damn paranoid
yeah.
about it.
He
He
wanted name
wanted to do
value.
that gentleman's agreement thing, and then everybody just kept, leaving him. And then next thing he knows, his guys are too his reliable guy, the reliable guys, the Bockwinkles, the Barons, the Crusher, those guys were all gone or, past their prime.
Yeah. And so it was just like whoever you can get that had some sort of name value.
Cherry, I had a crush on her too.
Oh, goddamn Chuck Palumbo.
Yeah.
How is he the fucking bright and shining star that came out of the new blood? I mean, really, he's the only guy you can say was
I
like
love that Sanders
successful?
dude. Was it Mike Sanders?
Above average Mike Sanders?
He was like the vo he was like the voice of that group.
Yeah.
He was damn talented.
He was funny.
I enjoyed his work.
I don't think he was a good wrestler, but
He
I
never
mean,
made the transfer though, did he?
he was in developmental. A lot of
Okay.
the guys you didn't see actually made it to developmental, but they didn't make it very far.
Okay.
Like guys like Lodi, him, Lenny Lane, jackasses like that. Like they sent a lot of guys there, but he didn't make it out. And then he sued WWE, not like maybe 5 years ago. Him and Raven and a couple other guys sued him. It was over the independent contractor issue and whether or not that was legal, I guess.
Well,
Crusher
since we
Bird
did
Club.
Billy the Kid, why don't we talk about Cowboy Lang? Though in another person, but I heard the name.
Debuting in the mid-1960s, at just 16 years old, Lang charged to the ring in his signature cowboy hat and boots.
10 gallon hat.
No, didn't say anything about a 10-gallon hat. Over the course of his successful career, Lang performed on some of the biggest cards of his time, including the American Wrestling Association, WrestleRock on April 20th, 1986. The WrestleRock Rumble is epic, by the way. On that night, Lang teamed with Little Mr. T to defeat Lord Littlebrook
Mini Vader.
Little Tokyo.
Did they have a
Yeah,
Mini
there was
Vader?
a mini. There was a Mini
Mini
Vader and a
Vader,
Mini Goldust.
Mini Mankind,
I think they brought in like
Mini
little
Bret Hart,
midget luchadors and dressed them like that throughout Lang's career.
Body Doubles.
Little Tokyo proved to be one of his most bitter rivals. The foes spent much of the early 1980s battling over the NWA World Midget
Jesus
Championship,
Christ.
which they traded on two separate occasions. Well, there was a
Was
midget
there
champ.
really
That's what it's called. It's called the National Wrestling Alliance World Midget Championship. You don't believe me? I couldn't make this shit up. Look, it's right
What is
there.
up with this dude's tight? Does those look like panties or not?
I can't tell where the shadow ends and his balls begin. That is a
It just
weird picture.
this is a very cut because usually the tights go
Yeah.
over the legs of
Speaking of homoerotic, check out Hawkins and Ryder.
the
Yeah, you know, like they're doing the internet like vote for the match bullshit now. And that was fucking infuriating that they did that Brian and Sheamus match, and your choices were a street fight, a false count anywhere match, or a no DQ match. That's all the same fucking thing. And did they just not want to like have a ladder on hand or a cage above the ring set up just in case? I mean, you had the choice of this. You could choose one of the three same fucking match.
the
How, like, do they think fans are that fucking stupid? Do they really? That they can't fucking tell what that is? That's the dumbest fucking thing.
I have the
As
same issue
insulting as a motherfucker.
with the 2 out of 3 falls.
Yeah, why not? Why not? Why not? Yeah, why not a submission
Maybe
match?
4 out of 5.
Why not a
Three out of
fucking
five.
strap match for Christ's sakes? Why not fucking anything? A lingerie match would be better than just insulting me with like
One of the same.
the same fucking
Well,
match.
wait.
It's
Well,
fucking stupid.
but in a no DQ, can you pin in the ring? You
Who
have
gives a fuck? It's the same fucking thing.
to.
It ended in the ring regardless.
Why
If
just
they picked a
follow
straight
the?
fight.
Yeah. Well.